Hello, today is Friday, September the 11th, and you are listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined today again by my co-host, Jeffrey Guy.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So, Jeffrey, well, we might as well just get right into it, as we always say. What happened in the markets this week?
Well, let's jump into the market. So, for the week, corn prices were flat for the week. Started out about $200, both this year's and next year's crop, and ended right around that $200 range. Mm-hmm. Soybeans were up about $5 on old crop, or not old crop, this year's crop, 2020, flat for 2021 crop. So that actually puts this year's crop at $465. Repeat, $465.
Jeff, when was the last time we saw a price like that?
Oh, I have to go way back in the memory cells. Sorry about that. And now if you think at customer day, we were $430, and that was an $18 push at customer day.
That's right, it was.
$18 push.
We were really excited about that number. Oh,
big time. And so this number is just totally unexpected, but it's a very strong, great number. A little bit later in the podcast, we'll get into some of those reasons. So next year's number is $430. Again, that's maybe a nice number for people to start thinking about.
Yep.
Spring wheat was up $2 on old crop, down $2 next year's. The winter wheat, soft red and hard red, went in opposite direction. Soft red was up $3. Hard red was down $8. A little bit different markets. Next year, they were basically flat. So we get into looking at some more things on the market. So we get right into the USDA report that was today.
That's right. That happened today. So
this report, potentially one of the biggest reports of the year.
Yeah, there's a lot of anticipation around this report.
Because this report is the first report of the year that uses actual field data in their crop estimates. So instead of just computer data, looking at radar and things like that, they're actually field data, what's the old saying, feet on the ground.
That's right.
And they're looking at it. So, we'll get right into it. So the USDA report today, there was a big expectation for yield decreases in corn and soybeans. Mm-hmm. So the market, last month, the USDA was projecting for corn at 181.8 bushels. The market was looking for a decrease of 4 bushels to the acre, and the USDA came in with a decrease of about 3 bushels to the acre.
So still down, but not what anticipated.
Still a big decrease, 3 bushels to the acre, not what was anticipated. So the market today on corn was a little bit supportive.
Yes, it went up a little bit, right? Yeah. But still ended pretty flat. So
closed up 3 cents for the day. Flat for the week. So is this report for corn? So though they did decrease production, they really did not increase usage, exports, or ethanol usage or feed usage in the States enough to drive this market. So for this report for corn, probably would be considered almost neutral.
Yeah.
Like the market didn't really respond much to it. And it's hard to see really much happening in the near time as a fully digest this report. Soybeans, on the other hand. So last month, the USDA was projecting a record 53.3 bushels per acre on soybeans. The analysts were looking for them to come in today at 51.6. Mm-hmm. And the USDA came in at 51.9. So they come in just slightly higher than what the average analyst projection was. Again, this is the average analyst projection. So that was considered supportive soybeans. So they were close to what the analysts were looking for. But I think the bigger thing on there was that they decreased the stocks, the ending stocks, because of usage, exports and usage in the U.S. So those were the really supportive side. And that helped to drive the soybean market today. Though the soybean market was pretty choppy. It was up like 10 cents in the morning. Mm-hmm. Got up to maybe 13 before the report. Back down to 9 or 10. jumped up to 18, maybe back down to 12 or 13, and then jumped, like, close to 18 cents again. So it was, there's a lot of market people deciphering the everything in the report. You know, you focus on one thing, say, oh, that's really supportive here. The yields got that supportive. Oh, maybe they didn't increase exports quite as much. We thought China was going to buy 20 million tons and they only have them down for 18 million or whatever. You know, that's just an example.
Yeah.
But generally supportive for soybeans. Now, there are other things that's happening this week that in the markets. You know, we had the weather in the U.S. The weather, they're over the dry spell. They got enough moisture now that they're over the dry spell. So we're not really looking for moisture to be a dominant factor in any potential weather market going forward. Mm-hmm. We also have that cold spell that went up into the prairies and the northern U.S. with some early season frost. Mm-hmm. I think there might even be a frost warning in eastern Ontario potential tonight.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that, Jeffrey.
It's nothing. It says low of 3, potential frost, blah, blah. But anyhow, this cold weather really did not affect the markets that much either, because they feel the majority of the crops that would have been even touched with a hint of frost are too far along.
Right.
So we went from the last few weeks, our true weather market, that weather is diminishing now in its
importance. It's not as big of a factor.
Yeah, it can affect quality going forward, but not so much the overall yield.
Right.
That's the general consensus out there. So we're done the weather markets. Let's just say we're done the major weather markets. Now we're all into exports.
Yep.
And usage. And so those are the big things driving the markets. And even we look at local weather, just change a little bit. You know, this cool weather we've had has slowed down the maturity of the soybeans, mm-hmm, and the corn. Lots of corn silage being taken off around the country.
That's
this
right.
Week, I hear that yields are down in it, which was expected. Mm-hmm. Shorter corn this year. I think the moisture levels on the corn silage has been a little deceiving, because the fields look pretty green once they get into them. And I think it's a little drier than most people are thinking.
That's how what we found on our operation anyways, was we didn't think it was quite ready. And we put it in the moisture tester there. And oh, actually it is. So
it is. So the farmers that are taking off some corn silage, get those samples into your seed dealer or whoever can do the moisture test for you. So anyhow, again, the big things this week was the USDA report. That's going to drive prices going forward.
Absolutely.
We'll see how the market deciphers things. I've only mentioned China once here today, but what China does going forward is going to be a big push. And again, the U.S. election's going on, and absolutely, whatever Trump and Mr. Pence say about China is going to, mm-hmm, affect things somewhat. All in all, this report maybe did not drive as much in prices as it had the potential to. Like, we could have seen a limit up or down day if the USDA really threw a big surprise at us, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. But let's be pretty happy. So let's once again just talk about those soybean prices. We got to end with a big positive. Soybeans, what was that number they're at right now, Dolores?
Right now they're at $4.65.
$465. I have to say that one more time, because I'm just so amazed at it, that we've come that high this year. Totally unexpected. For farmers that don't have a lot of crops sold for this year, get in the market.
This is a pretty good price to get it at.
You know, it's... things can happen to pull it back down. It's maybe, hopefully this market's got some more legs in it. China keeps buying, but China quits buying. If something happens between the States and China and they really pull out for whatever reason, you know, like, the market will pull back fast.
Yes, it will.
So maybe don't get everything sold, but get in the market, people. These prices are too good to pass by. So that's my big thought for the day, is these prices are too good to pass by right now. Get in the market.
Well, that sounds like a good place to stop.
Sounds good to me. Everybody have yourself a great week, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Friday.
Absolutely. Bye for now.